Seeing the entire subtle world as a projection of consciousness, the rishis focused on the koshas, or divisions of pure consciousness. Kosha translates to mean sheath, layer, or envelope. But it's easiest to think of pure consciousness as a point that wraps five bodies around itself like layers of an onion. One can also think in terms of vibrations moving from grossest to highest as we go from physicality into pure consciousness. The five layers are 1. Physical body, 2. Prana, subtle breath or life force, 3. Mind, 4. Intellect and ego, 5. Body of bliss. The five koshas operating in unison give rise to the self, or to put it more accurately, the self system. You and I are multi-layered because we are inseparable from our five koshas. The fact that each sheath has its own rules provides us with a structure for the subtle world. The afterlife is a journey only in the sense that a daydream is. In both cases, we are taking our attention away from one kosha and placing it on another. Our travels remain within the self system. A kosha isn't an individual possession, it's a dynamic realm with its own laws and experience, a realm we can enter alone or with others. Anamaya kosha, physical body. The physical body is the most separate aspect of the self system. This material fact underlies a great deal of the separation in the world as people struggle to grab their share of food, money, possessions, and status. They want to promote the well-being of their physical body, to enhance its charm and beauty, and to protect it from the threat of injury and death. At this level, first consciousness is biology. It operates silently as it organizes the myriad functions of the body. Yet even here, if we look at what is happening at the cellular level, it turns out that consciousness transcends boundaries. Cells cooperate, communicate, exchange functions, perform acts of self-sacrifice, remain in balance, keep aware of their environment, adapt to change, and know that they survive by being part of a greater whole. Every kosha reveals wholeness and separation at the same time. If we look upon Anamaya kosha as the physical world, it's obvious that our bodies are isolated from each other, which keeps us in separation by giving rise to the illusion that we must struggle and compete with every other isolated body. Yet this kosha brings us closer to wholeness through cooperation, communication, mutual benefit, physical security in social groups, and shared desires for food, shelter, sex, and physical comfort. Pranamaya kosha, subtle breath or life force. Prana means vitality. In the individual, prana is the breath that sustains life by rhythmically joining us to nature. We inhale all that is necessary to remain alive, then exhale it back to wherever it is needed next. At this level, consciousness is the binding force that keeps nature intact. Humans recognize that we are united with all living things. When you feel connected to the life forms enveloped in the ecosystem, to pets, an old shade tree, the full moon, a thunderstorm, you're feeling the flow of vitality that binds nature together. Yet in this level, separation still seems to dominate over wholeness, which is why human beings continue to depredate the ecosystem without realizing that they are destroying part of their own self-system. This kosha keeps us in separation through imbalance, a disrupted ecosystem, pollution, and urban overcrowding. This kosha brings us closer to wholeness through vitality, kinship with other living things, balance in the ecosystem, and empathy.